This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast from the Cloud Communications Alliance, NTR Publications. And today I'm with Benny Ben-Ami, founder and CTO of Univonix. Benny, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, this is going to be very interesting. I think this is going to be very interesting specifically to a huge number of our readers, both end users, channels, and other companies who either have a client or they themselves have an Avaya or maybe another brand of PBX. They still have sites that are on-prem, and that's a lot of people, and they're going to be moving to the cloud and looking for a strategy to do that. But first, Benny, what is Univonix?
Univonix is a process automation company focusing on the automation of migration between legacy PBXs to cloud PBX.
All right. So if, and this is so many readers, you know, we're for a whole decade, of course, and even more, we've been talking about cloud. Cloud is the predominant sort of winning trend and so on. There's no doubt about that. But it's easy for a lot of us to forget that perhaps the majority of installed sites, the majority of literally places of business, at least in the U.S. and Canada, are still using an on-prem PBX, in some cases, a very old-fashioned on-prem PBX. So many of our readers may have sites that are cloud, but they also have PBX, and many of them still need a strategy to move successfully from prem to cloud. So thinking about that, Benny, What would constitute a successful migration strategy?
So I think that the basic thing, the first thing you need to do in order to decide on the right strategy for your organization is to understand what you have now and what you want to have in the cloud. Better understanding the current capabilities that are currently being used by your organization is key to identifying which users can be seamlessly migrated to the cloud and what effort needs to be done in order to migrate maybe some application attached to your PBX or legacy equipment, which is not easily migrated into a cloud environment.
So could you give me examples of what those tactical decisions are?
Mm-hmm. So when we analyze or our system analyzes a PBX, it can identify things like analog devices connected to your PBXs or application connected to your PBXs. And maybe features that are configured for users, and maybe give you some example. So many Avaya PBXs is the feature of a wake-up call, typically used in hotel environments. But we've seen that also being used in some enterprises. And maybe someone is using this wake-up call mechanism or feature built in, into the Avaya Avaya system for their normal business processes. So when you migrate this user from Avaya to any cloud platform, which typically, and I'm not aware of any cloud platform supporting wake-up call. So you need to identify that ahead of time, ahead of the migration, and give this user a solution. This can be a very easy solution. You can use your app on your cell phone or any other application on your PC for reminders. But you want to identify such scenarios ahead of the migration because you don't want to break any processes, business processes, business related processes when you migrate users to the cloud.
So it sounds like this is, if we use your services, this is a smoother way than if I go out on my own. I'm wondering how that contrasts. I mean, if I just simply do the migration without engaging your services, what does that look like?
So when you don't use automation or you don't do migration, but you do a greenfield, you've got a number of challenges. You need to reprogram everything on your cloud. And you, in order to do that, you need to map everything or map all the needs. The organization already invested lots of effort to actually configure your existing environment and build processes around that. So if you don't use, if you do a greenfield migration, it can be challenges and the adoption time can be much, much longer. In addition to that, typically, and when we are talking about enterprise customers, they don't migrate the entire PBX or their company in one day. Typically, you use a phased migration approach. So you want to be able to do two things. First of all, migrate a bunch of users at a time and doing that without breaking any dependencies. So you want to move the boss with the secretary together. You want to move all the members of an ungroup together. So this is one challenge. Identify which users you want to move and don't forget any dependent users. And then because not all of the organization moved in one day, you need to be able to reconfigure your legacy environment to support this hybrid or side-by-side environment. So people which are not aware of this move will be still be able to communicate between users that move to the cloud and people that are currently still on the legacy equipment. So supporting side by side for the duration of the migration is key for a successful migration.
Now, as I mentioned at the top of our podcast, you guys specialize in making sure that there's automation extraction and migration of Avaya call flows and other focus use of automation technology. Does this apply to other brands in your case?
Yes. So our platform supports most of the enterprise PBXs such as Avaya, Cisco, CUCM, Mitel, Siemens, Nortel, and most major vendors. We do have special capabilities when it comes to Avaya, and especially around visualization of the vectors and VDNs within the PBX. In many cases, people and organizations spend a lot of time and efforts designing a very sophisticated mechanism around the vectors within Avaya. And it is sometimes or can be very hard to reverse engineer the flows. So our technology helps by visualizing the call flows and help you identify the complexity and the strategy on how to migrate these flows into the cloud.
So Benny, you know, so far in this podcast, one of the things I'm hearing is that using the strategy Univonix backs also creates a better environment through the migration process for the actual end users. I'm talking about real employees, real people that previously had, right up until then, used an on-prem PBX or were attached to on-prem PBX and expected certain features from that. So what else do I need to know to make sure those people really are well served? Because that could be very critical.
Mm-hmm. So excellent question. You need to be aware that the data model used for configuring legacy PBX and cloud PBX is different. On legacy system, let's say Avaya, most of the configuration for the employees, for the users, is around stations. You configure stations, you configure extensions. A station can have multiple extensions. The same extension can be deployed on a number of stations. But all the configuration is around stations. So, but now when you move to the cloud, the focus is on the user. So most of the configuration is around configuring the users and the feature enabled for this user. So you need to map the features and functionalities and devices that are attached to a user, and then map that to the cloud. Doing that automatically saves lots of time, and it's almost impossible to map all the various differences when you do that manually for large organizations.
And you've also said the magic word, automatically, automation. Probably be very difficult to do it without it.
Yes, indeed. Again, when you're talking about small organizations with a few people, you can do that manually. But when you're talking about enterprises, this is something that can take months to complete if you want to do that manually. By automation, you can save at least do that at least 10 times faster.
So, Benny, in our next podcast, we're going to be talking about automation and migration and Univonix. But for now, where can we learn more about Univonix?
Go to our website, www.univonix.com. You can drop us notes there or send me an email.
Well, Benny, thank you very much for joining me today, and we'll look forward to that next podcast on automation technology.
Yeah, thank you.